This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Everybody in town seems to know your name. Got a disease.
Ooh, it's catching. It is indeed. Have you got the disease to keep listening to us here on Joy 94.9? It's your second breakfast where we're not actually having breakfast today. I have not had breakfast. I've had a cup of tea, some liquid refreshment there to keep me going, a little bit of gentle side of the caffeine family, just a little bit there, thanks to Richard. But no, I am deliberately not having breakfast today. So second breakfast is not breakfast at all this morning. In regards to, we're looking at homelessness later on in the next half hour. We'll be chatting to some people who organise a not-for-profit charity that goes out there to help people that are homeless in Melbourne, because we do have a big issue. There is something going on and it's time to address it. And in honour of doing that, I'm going without breakfast. So here on Joy, we'll have some more guests coming up around about the half of the hour of 10. All right, it is second breakfast without the breakfast, and it's 11 degrees here in Melbourne.
Your community is our business. Joy 94.9. Joy.
We're totally bent for your listening pleasure. Joy 94.9.
Ah, it's your second breakfast. There we go. It's only 11 degrees, and apparently we've been told it's going to be 15 degrees by the interwebs. Let's hope it's true at 28 minutes to 11 here on Joy 94.9. I'm deliberately not having breakfast today in honour of those who are homeless that may also not be enjoying a good hearty breakfast. So I'm doing without, and it isn't easy for a Polynesian woman not to have breakfast. I'm telling you, it's tough. But anyway, it's for a good reason. Now, in the studio, I finally have them here. I've pulled them off the streets virtually, or they will be going back on the streets soon. And we want to welcome Casey from Opportunity 12 and Yvonne from Pets of the Homeless Melbourne. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's good to have you in. Now, I'll just do an intro about what is Opportunity 12 and, of course, Pets of the Homeless Melbourne, because it's Pets of the Homeless Melbourne that's been getting, like, I guess, the attention in the last 24 hours since I put something up on Facebook. It's become a very, very busy little Facebook page, which is brilliant. And Pets of the Homeless, of course, helping those companion animals of those who are homeless, you know, to be looked after, to be fed, to make sure they're okay. And of course, Opportunity 12 is to do the overall picture to help those who are homeless. So if you have any questions for the ladies, let us know 0427 Joy 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. You can call us and Richard will send the message or question through 1300 Joy 949. I think let's start with you, Casey, because Opportunity 12, I'm really curious about the name. Tell us about that, a bit about that.
No worries. So Opportunity 12, the name originally came from an idea for a dance performance last year. So we wanted to take 12 people who are homeless or who have experienced homelessness and let them be a part of a performance to raise awareness for homelessness and to raise funds for themselves in their journey out of homelessness. And that idea eventuated into what is now a charity. And, yeah, we thought we'd stick with the original name just to...
Yeah, because it is intriguing. It really caught me. And, well, I almost tripped over you guys. In fact, that's how I found you a few weeks ago. And I was like, I was on, where was it? Swanston?
No,
Elizabeth Street in Melbourne Central. That's right. Central. And I almost tripped over because there's a young gentleman there with a homeless man with his pet dog. And, you know, there you guys were with your bags. You've got your bags out in the studio actually too, filling up and doing
we do.
Stuff.
We're ready to go again.
Ready to go after this. So yeah. I won't keep you too long. But I think that's what struck me was the thing that there we are. Look, myself, look, walking along the streets, it might be Melbourne Central, it could be out the front of the old General Post Office at Bourke Street, it could be anywhere in Melbourne City right now, and you do see a lot of homeless people with their, probably everything they own with them, some form of bedding, blankets, doona if they're lucky, to keep them warm, and it is winter, so it's pretty harsh for them out there. And you're looking down, you see a tail, a little animal tail popping out of the blanket. And that's what got me, was like, there are so many, it seems like there are so many people with pets.
Yeah, definitely.
So that brings us to you, Casey. Yvonne. Oh, dear me. Okay, I've got to get this right. Yvonne, Casey. Okay, so Yvonne, Pets for Melbourne, Pets of the Homeless Melbourne. So tell us a bit about that.
So it started by myself literally just a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's something that I've been doing personally on and off. And I've decided to actually start a page, a charity group sort of thing, mm-hmm. to bring more awareness to the plight of the homeless and their animals, because there isn't anything like that out there to actually help the animals. Mm. So what we're trying to do is provide the essentials such as food, bedding, medication, in the future hopefully veterinary care as well. If they need it, just to help make their life on the street a bit more comfortable as well. Mm. And what we find is that a lot of the homeless would actually share the food with their pets, and which means that they don't actually get enough food themselves.
Yeah, right.
So for us to actually come out and give them the food, that just means that they will have a full stomach for that day.
Cool.
Or for the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's essential. You don't think about that. And I know some people may be thinking, if you're listening out there, you might be thinking, it is, you know, it's probably common, you probably hear, oh, it's cruel. It's cruel. Why should these people be allowed to have a pet on the street living with them? But like you said, you know, if you can provide for that animal, that gives that person a little bit extra comfort themselves and helps them, steps them up a bit. So that's cool.
I actually think they deserve the respect for having the animal with them, mm-hmm. rather than just giving up on them at all, because I'm from an animal rescue background. So I have rescued countless of animals that were about to be put down in the shelter because people are just giving up on their animals because of simple reasons. They bark too much, or they do poo and pee in the house, just simple things like that.
They've been trained.
Whereas these people, they're doing it tough, and yet they still want to keep their animals together with them. So I think that should be respected rather than, you know, looked down upon.
Yeah, judged and so on. Because you can imagine if that's the creature they love, and that's their companion and friend, you want to keep them together. And personally, I think that's important. So amazing. And of course, back to you, Casey, with Opportunity 12, because I saw you guys both together. So how did you meet? How did this happen?
We had our Opportunity 12 head out into Melbourne each week just to provide like food, sleeping gear, toiletries, anything we have. And Yvonne contacted me through our Facebook page. Just sort of shared her idea with me and that. We got together a few weeks ago, and it's a good team for those people who do have pets. And it's a beautiful thing. Like the amount of joy that having a pet brings to some of these guys who are on the street is just, it's really beautiful to see, and to be able to support them in having that. It's really nice. So.
I think it's personally important, and keeping them together, especially when it gets tough.
Yeah.
Having to give up your companion is the last thing, if you're an animal lover, thing you want to do. So look, we will go to a break very shortly, but basically you guys haven't been around very long. You were saying, Yvonne, a couple of weeks. Oh, wow.
Like I said, my background is more in animal rescue, but this is something that I'm passionate about. So now that I have a bit more time, so this is what I want to do, I suppose.
And of course, Casey, for Opportunity 12, also pretty new.
We were registered as a charity in February, but obviously they were very early planning stages, so we've probably been out on the streets for the last 2 months, we're still just planning and developing the programs we hope to run in the future.
Question, the big one is, how bad is it? From what you've experienced, Casey, how bad is it out there in Melbourne?
It is really quite bad. It's a lot worse than people think. I know probably a lot of people have heard that there are over 100,000 people sleeping homeless in Australia on any given night. But the people are still quite oblivious as to how severe it is and how close to home it is as well, which is quite sad.
Yeah. They say something like, we only see like 6% of what's really going on out there visibly in the streets, in the laneways and doorways around shops that aren't, well, they're not closed. I mean, they're not open or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Just in cars and stuff as well, like people living in their cars or like even couch surfing, I guess, is a form of homelessness. Yeah, a lot is unheard of, and it's probably the most misunderstood disadvantage in Australia, I'd say.
Yeah. And for you, do we know why this has been happening? Do we have any, you know, trail or reason for...
There's quite a few common stories that you hear when talking to people on the streets. Things like domestic violence is quite a massive issue. Broken marriages, death in the family, just... things that can really happen to anyone, and just really unfortunate circumstances.
It can spiral, can't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And keeping up with bills, keeping up with housing and all of that.
Yeah.
It's very tricky. There's a shortage in housing, and I've just noticed it, as you know, in the last year and a half, how many more people there are out there.
Yeah.
And of course all the judgments and the misunderstandings that occur, so it's not a good predicament. And for you, Yvonne, do you find that there's more animals too? You've seen more and more pets?
Yes, we have. Particularly around the sort of the CBD area. Yeah, because the thing is, with when they have a pet with them, they tend to get more attention as well. Which is a good thing, because if they get more attention, people would actually stop and actually speak to them. And also, I spoke to a lady the other day, and she is thinking about getting a dog because she is actually worried about her safety being on the street alone. So they don't only provide companionship, but they provide security as well, especially to women.
Yes, I was wondering that too. So many women I have seen alone and single out there on the streets and sleeping, and I thought, how is that safe? Well, it's not,
it's
clearly.
Not that, is it? No.
So they are having pets and bringing their pets with them.
Yep.
Wow, okay, that is a big one. Look, again, if you have any questions, we still have a little bit of time shortly. We'll carry on talking to Yvonne and Casey that are in the studio here for Second Breakfast on Joy. Let us know. It's easy to do. Email us on air at joy.org.au, or you can SMS 0427JOY949. And what we'll talk to them next is just what can be done and what they're up to and how you can get in touch, and a lot more. All right, so stay with us here on Joy 94.9.
Joy
94.9. Yes, the power of love. That's what it should be, and that's what's happening here. It is 12 minutes to 11. It's Sonia with your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to message us in, not just about pancakes, of course, but also about if you want to ask any questions for either Casey from Opportunity 12 or Yvonne from, of course, I'm always going to get this wrong, Pets of Melbourne, Pets of the Homeless Melbourne. There we go. Is there an acronym for that? POTHM? Not yet. POTHM. So, yes, if you do have a message for the ladies, let us know. And we'll have a chat just to finish off to find out where and how people can help. Firstly, with you, Casey, for Opportunity 12, just what do you need the most? What are the sort of items or things, you know, physical things you need from people?
Yeah, at the moment, donation-wise, probably brand new, like, pairs of socks and underwear are the most important and most needed on the streets. And then, yeah, just toiletries, blankets, jackets, pretty much.
Anything.
Anything, really,
Preferably new with the underwear, obviously, and all those
sort of
things.
Yeah, definitely with the underwear and socks. Jackets, as long as they're in a good condition. We'd be really appreciative of those. Yeah, but if people just wanted to contact us through our Facebook page, just search Opportunity 12, the word 12, not the number 12.
Okay.
Or they can email us at info@opportunity12.org.au and we can work something out from there.
Yeah, so you get in touch yourself with those people and you can go and pick up the stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Or even if people wanted to join us on our... when we head out onto the street to provide this stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're more than happy to have volunteers with us as well.
All right. So how many people volunteer at the moment?
We've got about a team of six of us, plus teaming up with Von now as well. So there's a nice group and we often split up.
Oh, cool. All right. Excellent. Yeah. And Yvonne, again, same thing. How can people donate and give?
So the items that we most need will be pet food, and we prefer premium pet food. Toys. A lot of people don't think about it, but dogs do need some sort of mental stimulation, so they get that from toys.
Of course, yeah.
Treats, blankets as well, or dog beds for the dogs. Jackets. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
and yes, you can find us through Facebook at Pets of the Homeless Melbourne, and we'll be happy to collect the items from you if you would like to donate any.
That sounds good. Yeah, because it is cold out there, particularly now it's winter, and Melbourne's had a real cold snap, like, wow, freezing a few nights back. And also on those pavements and concrete, it's very cold, and a pet bed would be really valuable, sheepskin, anything like that, yeah?
Waterproof, fleece. Something that's waterproof as well.
Cool. Yep. Waterproof sheeting or something.
Yes, a jacket, waterproof jacket.
Grand, excellent. But you're not a registered charity yet. That's going to happen soon.
Yes, that will happen shortly. So at the moment, we wouldn't be comfortable, obviously, asking for financial donations, but any items that you would like to donate, we will be happy to help distribute them to those who are in need.
Very good, excellent. And yourself, Casey, of course, you guys are ready and going registered-wise.
Yeah.
You accept...
We can accept financial donations. We're not yet DGR status, so the donations are not tax deductible at the moment. But yeah, that's to come in the future. And if people were interested, they could, just get in contact us again.
Excellent. Now, I did have a message come through. I'll read that out. I'll see if we can handle this one. Let's see how we go. The person has very kindly, Frank, has a message through. Thank you, Frank. He says he has a dilemma when passing a homeless person on the street. He questions whether to give money or not and wonders if it will go to drugs or will it go to food. And is there an organisation that looks after this that he could give money to? He says that he wonders if it is okay to give money to help him out or... You know, a lot of times I guess people are confused where it does end up. So thank you, Frank. So what's your opinion on that, Casey?
Definitely. I find for some people who don't normally talk to people who are in the streets, just like giving a few dollars in change can often be a nice sort of comfortable way to start a conversation with them. Just to sort of like say, hi, how's it going? Like, hope you have a good day. Hope this helps, for example. But a lot of people do spend it towards getting accommodation for the night, which is really important. A lot of them have to save from people giving them coins on the street, save between $50 and $60 per day just for that night to find accommodation. So, yeah, I think if you've got it in your pocket and you're thinking about whether to do it or not, it could really make a difference to someone's night and day. And, yeah, so I think what I found is accommodation is the primary focus for them. And then food and alcohol after that.
So accommodation... There's a shortage, obviously.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So where do they usually go? I mean,
if they can afford it. Get that much money. Sometimes they stay for a few days just for a night. But just at one of the hostels in Melbourne. So there's quite a few that people just go. And if there's a room for them and they've got the money for it, they can stay there the night. But, yeah, obviously that's a very, very short term.
Yeah. answer. Yeah, that's tough. That's very tough.
Yeah.
And, of course, the question is, can they take their pets if they do find accommodation in these places?
Most of the time I would say no.
No. Yeah. It makes it double hard.
So it makes it harder, which is why we really want to do what we do, just to help them out, because there are really not a lot of help out there for those who have animals with them.
Yeah, I can figure that out. Yes, that's interesting indeed. So I hope that answers your question there, Frank. Of course, it's hard sometimes because we do get misunderstandings and mixed messages and the desperateness. And when a person is down and out, yeah, look, there's a lot of things, a lot of factors there too. So you can't sort of dismiss that, whether they're using it for, you know, something, substance of some sort. We don't know. And let's try and remember that there's an awful lot of people out there suffering, and this is a good place to start. And so, look, congratulations, you guys, for getting your organisations going.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Casey. So once more, where can they find Opportunity 12?
Yeah, and the best place is on Facebook, just searching Opportunity 12, or through email at info@opportunity12.org.au.
Excellent. Oh, that's cool. And Yvonne?
We're on Facebook at Pets of the Homeless Melbourne.
Yeah, great. So, yes, if you've got any extra pet, you know, things, toys, blankets that you don't need, jackets, etc., hit up Yvonne there on the Facebook Pets of the Homeless Melbourne. And also don't forget, the people that are behind those pets that love them so dearly also need your help with Opportunity 12, and you can contact Casey on Facebook too. Thank you so much for coming into the studio here
this
morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, that's thanks for having us.
Brilliant. And good luck, and you're off out onto the streets now. Is that right? Pretty much?
Yes.
Very much.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good day, and let's get some donating happening there of all sorts of things. Thanks so much again. This is Sonia here on your second breakfast. Next up, Ray of Love, and it's Tune in Tokyo. You're on Joy.
You can find more Joycasts and share this.
Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au. .org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.